Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Joined again by the most red man, as when we say red, as in R-E-A-D, the man who has written the most stuff that has been consumed by people that read, that would be, in the gun world, that would be Dean Weingarten, sir. How are you doing?
I am doing very well, Bill. A lot going on, and in firearms news in the last few days.
Okay, well, since you say that, would you like to steer the conversation to where you think the most priority should be?
We can start with the Supreme Court decision not to hear the Remington PLCAA case, which is the Protection of Lawful Commerce in Arms.
Right.
And where we had this very close Connecticut Supreme Court case where the Supreme Court on a 4-3 split decided that the lawsuit against Remington Arms could go forward because it was alleged that they might have violated the advertising, a very broad advertising law in Connecticut, and if they had violated that law, then that would be an exception to the PLCAA. And so it's bad because Remington shouldn't have to go through what is essentially and clearly a frivolous lawsuit.
Let me ask you a question about this, because this is a Connecticut law, right? This is a Connecticut law that there. This is not a PL. It should be a PLCAA case, but it is not as it is shaped.
It isn't. Well, it is, because what they are claiming, the plaintiffs are claiming that it's an exception to the PLCAA because of this advertising law.
Right. So do they have to prove that Adam Lanza saw the ad?
I would say they would. But their contention is bizarre, and it's just the route they go. That basically, their contention is guns are bad. Remington advertised that you could kill lots of people with their rifle. Therefore, it caused Adam Lanza to kill lots of people. That's their case, essentially. I don't think they can come anywhere near proving that. I don't think they can prove he saw the ad. He never bought the rifle.
That's the other thing. So does Nancy Lanza have to have seen the ad? And isn't the one they're referring to, isn't that the one where it says, well, if you have a Bushmaster rifle, you just renewed your man card? How does that apply to Nancy Lanza?
Exactly. And basically what it said, I mean, I looked at the printed ads a bit, and basically they said, this rifle is really good when you have a lot of opponents. And it's very effective, and it's very reliable, and it works. And I'm going, well, so what? That's what rifles are supposed to do. And if what they are claiming in their lawsuit, and I read a little bit of the argument, was that there is nothing legal. There is never a legal situation in which you have to use a rifle to kill a lot of opponents. But that's just false. It's just false on its face. We have several instances that I can recite in the last couple of years where homeowners killed more than one attackers using a semi-automatic rifle. So it not only is it possible, it has happened. And to come to this conclusion, you'd also have to believe that there is never any possibility of a person using that rifle in a militia. Because clearly, militia use it, or the National Guard and the military use that rifle all the time. So, or something similar, shall we say.
Yeah.
So a militia use for that rifle is perfectly understandable. And the Supreme Court already ruled that everybody, basically all able-bodied people who can have a rifle, are members of the unorganized militia. So they're arguing several false things in their premises. But I guess the four members of the Connecticut Supreme Court basically said, well, if they're alleging that Remington advertising violated the law, then there would be an exception to the PLCAA. Therefore, we're going to let them attempt to prove that Remington's advertising actually violated the law.
Based upon what guideline, though? I mean, looking at your article, the reason it went to the Supreme Court was because they ordered the case to proceed based on their finding that Remington might have violated this law called the CUTPA.
Right.
And, is there any precedent?
And the law has a provision in it that says advertising cannot, promote illegal acts. But I don't see anything in the Remington advertising promoting illegal acts.
Well, but this is the thing. Doesn't the person... If we're going to say that the advertising caused it, don't we have to be able to point to an instance where Adam Lanza saw the ad and knew his mom had bought this gun? Don't we have to be able to see that in order for that to be?
I would say yes. But we have the other case just going on, and where Tacoma just passed the law for a tax on the sale of rifles and ammunition.
Right.
And their Supreme Court ruled that a tax on firearms and ammunition is not a law or an ordinance affecting the sale of firearms and ammunition. So we have a case where courts in liberal land or leftist-dominated states don't seem to care what the law says. They will interpret it in the way they want to. But we've seen that in the Supreme Court for decades.
Sure.
Or since Roosevelt, I would say. So, and it's frustrating, and it's very bad for the rule of law, because everybody gets the understanding that the rule of law doesn't mean anything. You just have to go to the right court, and the court can then, say, well, it doesn't really matter. A tax on a gun is not a law or ordinance affecting the sale of a gun. But, I read the arguments for the other side of that. And basically, they just used sophistry. They said, well, a tax isn't exactly a regulation. And really, the law that we're looking at is about regulation, not about taxes. And therefore, it doesn't apply. But that's not what the law says, and it's very clear what the law says.
Let me get you to hold right there. We're coming up on the first break. Freddie Real is the guy that is the publisher and owner at Amoland.com. He is the one that has bestowed the title upon Dean as the man who has written the most stuff that has been consumed and read by the most people in the gun world in the United States today. I concur. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We'll be right back. makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at arrowprecisionusa.com. We are talking to Dean Weingarten, writer, activist, most read man out there. Let me ask you a question, and I want your opinion on this. And I wonder if this is should we be looking at this as a topic? Let me explain, if I may. Now, since 1994, Dean, we've had background checks, right?
Right.
And we've always been told that a background check keeps the bad guys from getting guns, right?
That's what they say. It doesn't make any sense, but that's what they say.
Right. So then the next question for me becomes, do red flag laws negate background checks? I mean, in a place where they have a red flag law in place, I can pass a background check. I'm going to pass a background check because I'm a law-abiding citizen. Except now we're going to be going from a place where, I've passed a background check to a place where somebody says, well, I think he might be dangerous. He might have a propensity for violence. So then my background check, which I passed, becomes negated. And,
But you're, I think what we're looking at here is we shouldn't assume that the other side actually believes that this makes much difference. They've never really been all that concerned with keeping guns out of the hands of criminals.
Right.
They want to get guns out of our hands. So anything that takes guns away from somebody is a win for them. And they don't care how expensive it is or how many rights it violates or how ineffective it is, as long as it does a little bit. Now, the background checks are really a good case in point because they're extremely expensive. They waste enormous amounts of time. And they don't accomplish anything substantive. They're mostly just stupid fluff that doesn't do anything. And John Lott has found that out quite a bit. And
right.
Most of the people who are found not to be claimed, not to be eligible to get a gun with a background check, are never prosecuted. And it's something like some outrageous figure, like 98%. Well, the reason most of them aren't prosecuted is because it wouldn't make any sense to prosecute them because most of them are essentially law-abiding people who maybe forgot that sometime 20 years ago they signed a plea deal for what now has been defined as domestic violence, and so they're not legally allowed to own a gun. So something that happened a long time ago in which they've never been violent since and may not even have been violent then now prevents them from getting a gun. But it doesn't solve any crime. It doesn't prevent anybody from committing a crime. The big elephant in the room is that these background checks don't actually prevent criminals from getting guns. Because we can look at other nations, and cross-national comparisons are somewhat difficult. But you can look at them, and you can see nations that have way stricter gun control laws than we do, and they have way lower numbers of guns per capita, and they have murder and crime rates multiple times higher than the U.S. Like Brazil or Jamaica or India is a little less than us, but they have much less guns, and they've had gun control for 160 years.
Right.
Or South Africa, or let's see, Mexico is a real good case right now. Or, Honduras or most of the Caribbean islands have higher rates of murder and crime. In fact, inside the U.S., one place where gun control is almost certainly unconstitutional, it's so strict, is in the U.S. Virgin Islands. You're not allowed to own a gun there unless the governor of the U.S. Virgin Islands says you can. And it has one of the highest homicide rates in the world. So it's just not, it's not as if these background checks by themselves do anything. But I think the left, or the people who want us disarmed, and that's most of the left, they don't really care. Because to them, it's just a building block. Well, if we can infringe here, then we can infringe a little more. We'll say, for example, that these background checks are useful. But they're not. There's no indication that they've done any real good. But they're expensive and they're cumbersome, and they teach people that infringements on the Second Amendment are okay. I think that most of the purpose of these background checks, which Lyndon Johnson thought was a nothing burger, that he didn't get full registration that he wanted when they passed, most of the purpose of it is just propaganda, just to get us used to this kind of infringement.
Yeah.
Before we had the background checks, we had lower amounts of crime when you could order a gun through the mail without just sending them cash. And they couldn't always send it through the U.S. Post Office, but it'd go Railway Express or something else. And you could get an anti-aircraft gun with ammunition or an anti-tank rifle, semi-automatic, you know, 20 millimeter through the mail with ammunition. And you send them a money order and they had it delivered to you railway freight. And we had far lower, well, we had crime rates that are about what they are now. We went, after we instituted a bunch of gun control, crime rates went way, way up in the 80s and 90s. And then as we started loosening up gun laws by allowing people to carry guns for their own defense, the crime rates started coming down. And now they're about as low as they were in the middle 60s.
Let me get you to hold right there.
Virtually no gun control.
Let me get you to hold right there. We're coming up on the next break. You can find the written word of Mr. Weingarten at amaland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991. For 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Roughly a dozen GOP senators want to change the Senate rules and allow for lawmakers to dismiss articles of impeachment against President Trump before the House sends them over. Republican Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri introduced the legislation, arguing the Senate's impeachment rules did not envision a scenario where the House would delay transmitting articles of impeachment against the president, as Speaker Nancy Pelosi has done.
Nancy Pelosi is trying to run the Senate. She is trying to be the leader of the Senate and control what we do. She is trying to prevent a trial. And the bottom line is, that's not what the Constitution says.
Holly speaking there on Fox News, and former National Security Advisor John Bolton says he would testify if subpoenaed in President Trump's impeachment trial. In a statement, Bolton said he made the decision with careful consideration. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, and now I've got another question for you.
Go ahead.
So, there was a discussion earlier with some of these states where they have put age limits into who can and cannot buy a gun. If like a home invasion occurs and somebody under the age of 18 were to take, say, an AR-15 and employ that in a self-defense situation, are there laws on the books that says, well, not only can you not buy it, you can't even operate it. And then that child or that family or that the parents would be prosecuted for allowing them to operate a weapon.
It's possible, but I don't think that particular situation scenario is likely, because right, our opponents are not completely idiots. They may sound and seem like idiots because they're operating from different assumptions than we are. But one of the prime things that they're really, really good at is propaganda. And they're really good at lying, and they're really good at lying to themselves. So if they see a situation where a 14-year-old girl kills a couple of would-be rapists with an AR-15, even though she wasn't allowed to have a gun, they're just going to say, you know, the optics on this doesn't look good. we'll just get them the next time we can or whatever. And well, maybe we'll confiscate the gun and maybe we'll, you know, put a fine against the father or mother for allowing the 14-year-old to have it. But they're not going to push real hard because of the optics. That's how we have been essentially controlled, well, I'd say probably about 50 years, is that they work the propaganda game. And they've controlled most of the media for most of that time. Now, what we have to realize, too, is that they don't care about whether something's efficient. And they don't care if it's logical. They've learned that through emotion and control of the narrative, they can pass laws they want. And they've been doing it for a very long time. The first thing I saw this on a national scale was when they passed that stupid law, which is still on the books, saying you cannot ship switchblade knives in interstate commerce. There never was any evidence that switchblade knives were a danger to anybody. It was all made up, primarily by a New York congressman. He planted stories. He claimed he had evidence he didn't have any. He went from a few anecdotal accounts, which mostly turned out to be false, and he created this furor across the nation, which the media abetted and aided and exaggerated and resulted in plays like West Side Story. And we ended up with bans on switchblade knives in much of the country for 50 years, all based on nothing, on just plain prejudice, illogic, irrationality, and lies. And if you talk to people today, they will still say, oh, yeah, all those gangs had switchblade knives back in the 50s or 60s. Well, no, they really didn't. It was just all made up.
Was it,
so they do the same thing. Look at the so-called assault weapons. Look at the AR-15. It's
sure.
Used in less crimes than almost any other weapon in the U.S. Less than hands and feet. Less than blunt objects. And yet, we're having people say it must be banned because it has been used in a few crimes the media has promulgated as and made into a cause celebre all over the country. It doesn't make any sense. I mean, if you look at it logically, it makes absolutely no sense. But it's propaganda. They want it. They don't like, you know, generally on the left, they hate the Second Amendment because it limits government. So they hate it with a passion. They think any limit on government is immoral. Therefore, the Second Amendment is immoral because it's a limit on government.
Do you think they go after the AR-15 because it was banned once before?
I think they go after it because they think it resonates with enough ignorant people that they can get a law passed. And they've invested a lot of time and propaganda into making that so. So it's something that they already have a lot invested in. And they already have a lot of true believers say it's evil and wrong and bad and shouldn't be allowed. So they've got a good base to try to push their nonsense. And that's what it is. There was a writer in the New York Times, I may write an article about it, I don't know, who compared AR-15s to nuclear waste. I mean, it's just absurd. But what are these people, one of the big reasons they push on this stuff is because they don't believe that there is free will or personal responsibility. Nobody on the left, anyway, is ever responsible for anything they do. It was always something else, somebody else, some circumstance that made them do it. So if somebody kills somebody with an AR-15, well, that's not the person who did the killing fault. It's the rifle's fault.
Hmm.
It's just another way to eliminate personal responsibility. Well, that's crazy. But that's a major difference between the way we view reality and the way the other side views reality. They don't think there really are individuals or individual choices. It's all some big group that's been influenced by because their ancestor was looked at sideways by a person of a different color five generations ago. So, of course, they have to commit crime now. It's absolutely insane. And what it is, they put together a collection of groups. They figure they can get enough groups who believe that they have somehow been treated badly, and women are the biggest group of all out there, because half the population, and they claim, you've been treated badly, you should have more power, and you should be able to accuse somebody of horrible crimes, and they go to jail just on based on what you say. And they, and you should be able to, you know, abort a child anytime you want to. And then they try to get enough people with these groups that they all claim being victims to create a majority or close to a majority so that they can rule the country. It's a very bad way to rule a country because you have no success. Everybody wants to be a victim. You know, the more victim you are, the more say you should have in ruling the country is what follows from this, and it's absolutely insane. But we've been extremely successful as a country. Our country is enormously, profoundly immersed in abundance. Our poor people have trouble getting fat. So because we have such an abundance, people don't have to look to reality all that much, and they concoct these idiotic theories and apply them to our civilization, and we all suffer as a result.
Let me get you to hold right. Let me get you to hold right there. We're coming up on the next break. Dean is a writer, and he writes prolifically. And I think I'm tracking. Seems like you're doing about 6 articles a week. That's pretty prolific. You can find. You can find a preponderance of his latest articles, all of his latest articles, not quite half, at amoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Here we go!
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have 2 convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are talking to Dean Weingarten. Now, you wrote an article about this in Port Angeles, Washington, about this fence. But I mean, we saw the same thing. Do you think this is the same thing we saw in Virginia, where they did away with the 21 gun salute at the University of Virginia?
Yes, it's exactly the same kind of thing. What they're trying to do is to erase the idea that guns are positive in any way. It's Orwellian. It really is right out of 1984. They want to erase from the public mind the idea that guns are ever positive in any way. And I would say that's one of the reasons why they're far more offended by open carry than they are by concealed carry. Out of sight, out of mind, you know. And in this fence in Washington, Port Angeles, you can barely tell that these things, that these silhouettes of guards on the fence are carrying, are guns. I mean, they almost look like sticks. They're very stylized. But the very idea that guns would be shown in any positive way offended the mayor and people that she associates with, apparently. And so they said, well, you have to take them down. You can't allow silhouettes of muskets that were 200 or 300 years old on the fence. Why somebody might get the idea that guns are actually useful for something. I mean, It's such a level of absurdity that you run into, and yet there are a lot of these people, and a lot of them have gotten into positions of power in government. And it is an article of faith among them that guns are bad. And if you try to convince them any differently, they will just assume that you are lying to them. Ordinarily societies who shun weapons don't last for very long. because they're overwhelmed by somebody who doesn't shun weapons. But what these people think is, well, we got a military. We can let those few people have weapons, and they'll take care of us, and we won't have to do it ourselves. And there are some examples that work that way. Japan, you could say China now, but I think their very weapons have always been valuable, and I don't think we should give ours up, and we have the Second Amendment for that reason. And I certainly have found weapons personally to be valuable, and you find generally that the people who say guns aren't valuable are those that have no personal, have never used guns personally. The people who use guns, people who've been in the military, or police, or hunters, or even target shooters, or people who use a gun for defense. They all want to keep theirs. They don't want, you know, the government to make sure that no one has guns, which basically ensures that the bad guys are the only ones with guns. Bad guys in government. Sometimes you can't tell the difference.
Do you
think? I think, yes.
Yeah. Is this really a thing about guns, or is it a thing about being offended because of a representation of guns? Or, I mean, in Virginia, they were saying it was gun violence by having a 21-gun salute when they're shooting blanks.
Exactly. See, what they're doing, this is all crime thing. It's trying to make the idea of guns, of self-defense, of being armed, of being martially prepared, is all something that they are trying to make appear to be evil and unacceptable in polite society. And there are large sections of the U.S., just go to New York City, and large sections of our elite classes who buy into this, or at least they buy into the idea that you should propagandize the rest of the country into believing that, because they think it makes their job easier, or they're just offended by the idea that someone with a rifle that they use for deer hunting, you know, might be more capable of affecting somebody else's life at a distance of 500 yards than they can. Yes, it's really Orwellian, and it's dysfunctional, and it's wrong, and it's exactly contrary to the whole founding of this country. But there are large numbers of people, especially in what you would call the elite intellectual, academia and intelligentsia, that think this way and feel this way. And I've talked to people like this, and they just don't think there's any reason for them to allow us to be armed.
Based upon what, though? Based upon what fact pattern are they saying this, basically? Yeah, where's that coming from?
Well, they're saying, you know, they got all those people out there that don't have really good training and aren't subject to all our regulations. They might do something wrong, and I don't like the idea of them having a gun because they might do something wrong with a gun, and a lot of it is because they are not trained or interested in guns themselves, and they want to make sure that most people aren't, because they believe that those people would then have some sort of advantage over them. And those people are definitely not my equal. If I don't have the skill at arms, I certainly don't want them to. It's not real logical. It's more emotional and power-based.
I remember in California, there was a gun company there, Ares Armor, and they had a billboard up that had a gun on it.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
the local municipality tried to get them to take that down because it depicted a gun. It depicted a gun. And just the mere visualization of a gun offended them. But now, are we supposed to believe that these people don't go see the Bourne Identity when it comes out or something like that, where lots of guns are used for lots of reasons in the movie and everything? And
you can't expect them to be consistent, although there are a fair number of them now are calling for not for there not to be any guns in the movies. And the trend, oh, for years, and I'm sure you've seen this too, you could watch action movies or whatever, and suddenly somebody with kung fu skills, it didn't matter how many guns his opponents had, he was able to beat them all. You know, and if there's a survivalist film, End of the World, well, suddenly all the guns are gone for some unknown reason, and they resort to crossbows and spears. It's absolutely, it's emotional programming is the way I would call it, not based on reality. Now, on the other hand, you have plenty of Westerns and historical films and such where guns are used by the good guys, and that does counteract this this anti-gun sentiment. Look at the early the Bond movies, which were started before this real anti-gun sentiment came around.
Right.
And Bond was a hero with a gun. Well, they probably thought it was okay because he was a government agent. But I'll tell you that a whole lot of young men thought, wow, that's pretty cool. I might need a gun too, even if they weren't government agents. So it's this Orwellian thinking. It's gotten really bad in the last 10 years or so. And I'll tell you, I think it's because they believe they're losing.
Yeah.
So they're getting more and more adamant. Instead
before,
of being subtle, it's becoming more and more obvious.
Before I run out of time, I'm running out of time. Are you going to be here Friday?
I expect to be, yes.
Outstanding. Well, I appreciate you showing up tonight, sir. Thank you very much.
Well, it's always a pleasure, and I think we're winning.
There you go. That could be the best final word out there. Back again in 21 hours. Between now and then, remember this. It's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I think my boss wanted to toss it all the wisdom he shared. Unaware, I
operate. At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
This message is for all sexually active men. Now, you can get the same active ingredients as in Viagra and Cialis online in chewable form from BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. Get started 100% online. So no in-person doctor visit, no waiting at the pharmacy, and no more awkwardness. BlueChew.com ships directly to your door in discreet packaging. So order now. You'll love it, and so will your partner. For a limited time, first-time customers get their first shipment free. Just pay $5 shipping when you use the promo code FAST at BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. That's BlueChew.com, promo code FAST.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. The service is not intended to replace your primary care physician or cure any disease.